Have a wonderful Memorial Day celebration, beloved. We celebrate those who gave their lives for our freedom. And we should also celebrate the lives of the men and women of God who gave their lives for our spiritual freedom, so that we could know God's word. They obeyed God and stood against the adversary and his cohorts, and the world little notices their service and commitment. We have the Word of God today because men like the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul, Luther, Tyndale, Wycliffe, and many others stood. There's no ultimate authority greater than God's Word when it comes to spiritual matters. One of the greatest services we can provide people is an accurate knowledge of His Word. It's the truth. There's so much profit it brings people. It touches every aspect of our lives. This Memorial Day, thank God not only for the sacrifice our country's warriors made, but for the sacrifice made by men and women of God who went before us. Where would we be if someone had not taught us the accuracy of the Scriptures and how we can walk with the living God? We should esteem them very highly in love for their labor. World governments don't make men free. Only God gives us inalienable rights. Inalienable rights are absolute and unchangeable. Governments tend to usurp them, and they think they have the power that only God has. It's a lie. They promise freedom while they legislate over our destruction. Most of the time, they just try to take away what God has given us so they can have more power. I thank God I'm a citizen of the United States, but I am far more thankful that I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. There's a day coming when man's day will end, and God's rule of government under His Son will replace it. That is the only righteous government men will ever see. Don't be deluded. Man is not smarter than God, and governments do not take His place, make men free, or provide for people as He does. In spite of politicians, bureaucrats, and worldly governmental systems, God is faithful, and He delivers His people according to His word. His health care, protection, services, welfare, economic and environmental policies, retirement benefits, and His wonderful care for us is unsurpassed. He is our sufficiency. Wake up, America. Look to Him as the Almighty God and humble yourselves before Him. He sent His Son to save us so that we could have eternal life and live a more abundant life today. Confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised Him from the dead, and you will be saved when Christ returns. His blood was shed for us, and it is our memorial until that day. People are crying out for change. Let's have a spiritual revolution and turn to the living God and the solutions only He can provide in our lives. Why sit we here until we die? Don't be contaminated with the world's unbelief, and don't remain ignorant of all that our Father has made available to us through His wonderful Son. Rise up to believe God at His word, and speak it boldly so that men and women and boys and girls can be free indeed. His promises are unchangeable, and He is faithful to deliver according to His word. He is a living God, beloved. If you want to alter where our country is heading, believe God at His word. Pray without ceasing. Walk with Him and speak His word boldly to one person at a time, and under-shepherd them until they can walk on their own feet. Turn people from the oppression of Satan to the goodness of the living God by sharing His word and ministering His deliverance to them. God and His wonderful Son are the only solution to our ubiquitous troubles and the healing our nation so desperately needs. God bless you.